This, however, is not something a lot of people are agreeable to, but they're really not going to have much of an option. Sitting on Santa's lap this year. Mentioned earlier how office parties are pretty much off the social calendar this year, so none of the fun that used to happen when sitting on that Santa's lap is going to be a concern this year. But the New Jersey Department of Health has issued guidance on ways to have a happy and safe holiday season, which of course includes taking pictures with Santa at the shopping mall or any other location. Guidance noted gatherings would need to comply with current indoor and outdoor capacity limits, whatever they are at that given point in time. It would be best to limit indoor gatherings to individuals who reside within a particular household. Indoor gathering limit is set at 10, outdoor limit at 25, in case you lost count. Guidance urged organizers to live stream celebrations and events for ceremonies like tree lightings, menorah lightings, other holiday lighting events. State officials asking for those events to be held outdoors with limits too. You might have watched the Rockefeller Christmas tree lighting. All the performers were pre-recorded, everyone social distance. Yeah, it just wasn't the same. It was necessary, but it wasn't the same. And one positive, too. At least the tree looks better now than it did when it showed up at Rockefeller Center. It looked like an overgrown Charlie Brown Christmas tree, didn't it? Holiday parades, albeit outside, are discouraged. But for those taking place, organizers were urged to collect names and phone numbers for participants in case of the need for contact tracing later on. Good luck with that. Now, when it comes to Santa, state urged alternatives to visiting Santa at indoor locations and to comply with current gathering limits for indoor Santa photo visits. Social distancing protocols are being encouraged in malls. Other indoor locations still choose to offer in-person visits. They should be made via reservation. Socially distant, time limited. You imagine this, instead of having to keep your kid calm waiting in line, you have to keep your kid calm because you have to wait for your tickets to get in line. Protocols include Santa staff and guests over the age of 2 have to wear masks. And children are not being permitted to sit on Santa's lap. Believe it or not, there's even protocols regarding caroling. State-developed protocols for choirs and caroling because of the increased risk of transmission of the virus. Singing groups are to be socially distanced between each other and their audience during each performance, minimum of at least 10 feet away from others, or have physical barriers between them and the audience, which will just play torturous with the acoustics, won't they? Now, if you think, well, do I have to go through this for my kid to see Santa? And this isn't an endorsement, by the way. I just think this is someone who came up with a real cool idea that I'm going to bet you wish you thought of first. Virtual Santa. Well, think about this. How much time has your child spent in front of a computer screen for Zoom meetings of classes, school, education? Really not fun stuff. Well, someone is applying this concept to Santa Claus. SantaClausCalls.com. Through a video call, your kid can speak with Santa uninterrupted for 10 minutes. And even visit the North Pole without ever leaving the house. This is a really great idea. Santa can tell kids how he gets down the chimney, how he flies so fast. All those reindeer. You'll save on milk cookies, think of it that way. Santa calls from his workshop at the North Pole. You can access and schedule a personal call with Santa, again, at SantaClausCalls.com. And Santa promises, by the way, the kids won't have to do any schoolwork when they're on the computer with them.